The Chicago Motor Club presents The Wayside Theater. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen, and a prosperous one. Right now is the time to consider what an important factor the Chicago Motor Club may be in contributing to your personal happiness during 1939. To begin with, the club's Wayside Theater has planned a schedule of more interesting dramatic entertainment than ever. But most important of all is the fact that the club's many services and benefits may easily be your 1939 assurance of maximum motoring satisfaction. The club's radio offerings are yours for the turn of a dial. The club's services and benefits may also be yours, simply, quickly, economically. Start this new year right by taking your first important step in the direction of no more motoring worries. Put in your request tonight for the club's free booklet explaining why member families spend less to own and drive their cars. Just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office, or call Franklin 1818. The Chicago Motor Club's Wayside Theater ushers in the new year with a timely presentation of The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor, written especially for this program by Addison Simmons. Ladies and gentlemen, the first act curtain rises on The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor.
Oh, Peggy.
Yes, John?
Take a letter.
Oh, John, look at you.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Oh, you're silly. Your hat's on backwards. You look like a fireman.
Why, don't be foolish. I haven't got my hat on.
Oh, but you have.
But I've been in class all afternoon. Oh, good heavens. I have got it on.
Oh, poor darling.
So that's why the class laughed. Oh, well, never mind. Take a letter, Peggy.
Ready and waiting.
Dear Mr., who's I writing to?
You haven't said yet.
Well, that's funny. Well, let's see. What was I going to write about?
You didn't say that either.
Oh, well, I'll think of it sooner or later. I've lots of other things to do, I suppose.
You certainly have. Look at your desk. Look at that pile of papers.
Oh, well, I'll dig right into them. Peggy.
Yes, John?
Peggy, isn't there something you were supposed to remind me of today?
No.
Something important, Peggy.
Nothing I haven't reminded you of already.
Well, now that's peculiar. Oh, well, it'll come, it'll come. Where'd those flowers come from, Peggy?
Oh, the man in the moon.
Peggy, where did you get those flowers?
Oh, you idiot, you sent them to me.
I sent them? What? Oh, good heavens, so I did. Oh, you know, I've been so busy, I forgot.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, busy men can't remember everything.
No, dear, I guess they can't.
Oh, these papers. Now, let me see. Peggy. Peggy, I forgot to say, I just put on my experiment for the new explosive.
Yes, John.
And I want it to remain just as it is until 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, I want you to remind me to take it off.
At 5 o'clock?
Yes, dear, and we mustn't forget. If we do, at midnight, it'll blow this chemistry building to kingdom come.
Oh, but John, you said I could get off early and go shopping.
Oh, did I? Why, so I did. Well, you just go right ahead. Go on, dear. Anytime at all is all right.
Well, what about the explosive?
Oh, that's all right. I'll remember it.
That's just the trouble. You won't.
Now, Peggy, tell me, did I ever forget anything really important?
Oh, no, darling.
Well, now, did I?
Skip it, dear. Look, I'll write you a note. Great big one. Here now. Turn off experiment. 5 o'clock. There, now, you can't miss that.
Mm-hmm, fine. Put it right here. Suppose I put my hat on it, and then I can't miss it. Say, where is my hat?
Still on your head, darling.
Oh, yes. Yes, so it is. Well, all right. Here we are. The note, the hat, I pick up the hat. I see the note. I can't miss that, can I?
Just be sure you don't, darling.
No, I won't. You know, Peggy, there is something I've forgotten for today. If I could only think.
Just be sure it's nothing you've asked me to remind you about, dear.
Oh, well, I suppose it wasn't important anyway. Well, now you run along, get your shopping done. Go ahead.
Thanks, darling. You're a sweet boss.
Don't forget your hat.
I won't. Bye, sweet. Kiss Peggy. There. Well, toodaloo.
Toodaloo, dear.
I'll see you later.
Oh, yes, dear, of course. Goodbye.
Oh, Professor McIntyre.
Professor Barkers, come in. Sit down. What's on your mind, Sam?
John, I want you to help me out.
Why, certainly, Sam. What can I do?
I'm in a fix, John. I was supposed to give a lecture down at Gardenville tonight, and now I can't go.
Well, why? What's happened?
Well, Prexy called a meeting of the Finance Committee, and I can't get away. The old college is pretty hard up, John. We've got to think of ways and means.
Yes, I know, Sam, yes.
Well, what do you say, John? Will you go down there and give my lecture for me? Will you?
Well, Sam, after all, I...
Oh, it's nothing much, John. A little talk on the art of human companionship. You know, we talked about it last week.
Oh, yes, Sam, I remember.
Will you do it? What do you say?
Why, of course. Certainly. Certainly, Sam. I'll go.
Thanks, John. That takes a load off my mind.
Oh, don't even think of it. Sam, by the way, do you know of anything especially important I had on the schedule for today? Did I mention anything to you?
Not to me, no.
Well, now, that is funny. I'd swear there was something...
You'll remember it tomorrow. Look, John, you'll have to start right now if you're going down to Gardenville. I don't like to rush you, but it's a long way.
Oh, that's all right, Sam. I can start now.
Fine, and thanks again, John.
Oh, forget it. Come on now, let's get out of here.
All right. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Don't you want your hat?
My hat? Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, of course. Hey, now, where is it?
Here you are. Catch.
Oh, yes, thanks. All right, let's go. Come on.
You got your car?
Yes, right outside. Come on, Sam, let me lock up here.
Go ahead.
There we are. And I'm off to Gardenville. Well, see you tomorrow morning, Sam.
All right, John.
But you know, Sam, I'd feel a little more comfortable if I could only think what it is I've forgotten.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are fortunate in having with us tonight as substitute speaker, Professor McIntyre.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, human companionship is the very foundation of our society. I want to consider first man's fundamental device for companionship, the institution of marriage. Now, this institution of marriage is,
go on, Professor, go ahead.
Yes, of course. The institution of marriage is one on which we build the, The institution of marriage... Marriage.
What's the matter, Professor? Ain't it what you thought it was?
Forgive me, please, ladies and gentlemen. A little something on my mind. It's been bothering me.
It's bothering me too, Professor.
Yes, good point, that. Well taken, yes. Well, now to proceed. Let us consider the wedding ceremony. Now, the wedding ceremony... The wedding. That's it. Oh!
What's the matter? A little wedding ceremony got you down?
Yes, that's it. Oh, this is terrible.
Wedding terrible, Professor.
Oh, how could I? How could I?
What is it, Professor? What's the trouble?
Mr. Chairman, this is awful. What I'd forgotten. It's come to me. Oh, what am I going to do?
Professor, please, what is it?
Mr. Chairman, I just remembered. I'm supposed to get married tonight.
Well, for heaven's sake.
I'm supposed to get married to my secretary, and I came here and forgot all about it. Mr. Chairman, I've got to leave.
But, Professor, the lecture...
I can't help it. I can't stay.
But what'll we tell all these people?
I'll tell them the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to excuse me. I'm terribly sorry, but I've got to leave.
Going to a wedding, Professor?
Yes. Yes, my own wedding. You see, I came away and forgot all about it. So will you please, please excuse me? Because I've got to be there.
The first act of The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor comes to a close. Do you know that it's possible to save as much as $25 on the financing of a new car? That's exactly what many members of the Chicago Motor Club have done through the club's automobile service. The club's courteous, painstaking arrangements and vast experience have made it possible for many members to obtain a generous saving on the financing of their cars. And that goes for used cars as well as new ones. If you're planning on buying an automobile, make this New Year's resolution right now. Consult the Chicago Motor Club's Automobile Finance Service at your earliest opportunity. You'll acquaint yourself with one of the many reasons why club members spend less to own and drive their cars. And by the way, friends, those money-saving reasons, 26 of them, are all explained in a valuable free booklet, yours merely for the asking. Just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office, or call Franklin 1818 this very evening. Now, just in case you've resolved that during 1939 you're never going to put off till tomorrow what you know very well you should do today, we're going to present an unusual idea to assist you in keeping that splendid resolution. Between the second and third acts of tonight's play, we're going to eliminate our regular announcement. We'll not say a word about the club services. We'll present at that time a musical intermission, giving you ample time to do today what you might be delayed doing till tomorrow. And that's writing the club or calling Franklin 1818 and requesting your free booklet. You won't miss any of the play because the third act won't start until you've had plenty of time to write or phone the club. Ladies and gentlemen, the second act curtain rises on The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor.
Driver's license.
Now, what's the matter, officer? Was I going too fast?
I said, let me see your license.
Well, officer, I can explain it. I was on my way to...
Will you let me see your license?
All right. I have it right here. Oh.
Well, now, what's the matter? Ain't you got it?
Well, I had it. I had it right in my wallet. I must have left my wallet at home.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A smart guy. You must be a professor or something.
Certainly I'm a professor.
Yeah, and I'm Hedy Lamarr. What are you doing with this stolen car?
What do you mean?
I mean this is a stolen car. Now, what have you got to say?
Say, I won't stand for this. I don't like what you're saying. I don't like your attitude. And I don't like your tone of voice.
Oh, don't you now? Well, maybe you like the chief's tone of voice. He took singing lessons. Get going, Mr. Professor. And don't forget I'm right behind you.
Now, you listen to me, Chief. You can't hold me here.
Now, hold on, Professor.
Well...
Yeah, you see, I take your word and call you Professor.
I am a professor. I
like
tell you...
Like I am, he's a professor. Professors don't steal cars.
I did not steal that car. I took it by mistake. All those cars look alike, and you know it. The The key was in the ignition. I just got in and drove off.
Yes, of course. You just got in and drove off.
Yes. You've got to let me go, I tell you. I've got to
I know, I know. I know all about it. You've got to go somewhere and get married because you forgot about it before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now I ask you, Professor, how could a man forget about his own wedding?
Well, it happens that I did.
Yeah, well, it don't make sense. Now, why would this good friend of yours, this Professor Barkus, now why would he send you in a lecture the night you're going to get married?
Well, he didn't know. Nobody knew. No. We were keeping the marriage secret till college was over.
Yeah, well, all right, we'll soon find out. I've sent for the girl. I've sent for Professor Barkus. And as soon as they identify him, all there is to it.
Well, why don't they come?
Oh, now, be patient just a little. Old Murph, go out and watch for him, will you?
Yes, sir.
It's getting awful late. 11:15.
There's something I'm supposed to do with the time. Now, what
do I say? Oh, now, I wouldn't bother thinking, Professor. Thinking only tires the head.
Oh, will you be quiet? Something to do with the time.
No, Chief.
Hmm?
Here they are.
Oh, okay, Murph. Send them in.
Right. Step this way, please. Here we are, Chief.
Uh-huh.
Miss Peggy Smith and Professor Barkus.
Hello, folks. Come right in.
Peggy? Oh, Sam, I'm so glad you've come. Now, will you please tell these confounded police...
Just a minute now. Huh? Professor Barkus, sir, do you know this man?
This fellow?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never saw him in my life.
Sam?
Uh-huh.
Sam, what are you saying?
I'm sorry, I don't know him, Chief. Mm-hmm.
Sam, are you crazy?
Shush. Young lady, how about you? Do you know him?
Why, no. I never saw him before.
What? Peggy, what are you trying to do? Now, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Chief, I don't like this.
Peggy Smith, I ought to turn you over my knee.
Chief. Chief, come over and see us sometime. Come over for tea.
Peggy Smith, you'll regret this little joke.
Thank you, Miss Smith. Yes, I'll be glad to come for tea. Good night now.
Good night.
Good night, Chief.
All right now, young fella. I want you to sit there and think real hard. Now, what's your right name?
Oh, confound you. I said I'm Professor McIntyre, and I am Professor McIntyre. And I wish you'd go away, you confounded idiot.
Oh, so I'm the idiot?
Yes, now go away and let me alone. I'm trying to remember something I've forgotten.
All right. Now, try to remember this. Now. What's your right name?
You fool. All right.
Huh?
You can have it. I'll tell you my right name. I'm the Caliph of Baghdad, see?
Well, now that's more like it. Hey, Murph.
Yes, Chief?
Murph, call the nut house and ask them if they're missing the Caliph of Baghdad. I think we got something here.
The Caliph... Okay, Chief.
Right, Murph.
Oh, so you think I'm crazy, do you?
Well...
I'll show you who's crazy.
Oh, no, it's all right, Professor. Just take it easy. You know, we're all a wee mite crazy.
I demand to be taken to the college. I want to see President Jones right now. You hear me? Right now.
Are you sure Jonesy isn't one of the boys up at the nut house?
That is an insult. I demand to be taken to the college at once.
Well, now, I'll tell you. We'll take a little ride up to the nut house. And on the way by, we'll stop in and say hello to the president. Now, how is that?
I was never so insulted in all my life.
No, don't be touchy. Yeah, let's see. Well, it's 11:30.
11:30? Oh, why can't I think?
You know, Professor, I had another chap like you once. He was one of those willpower fellas. You know, he could sit down and put his mind to it good and hard and just blow up the city hall because he didn't like the mayor. I don't suppose that you could blow up the college, could you?
Yes.
Hey, Murph.
That's it. Yes, my experiment. That's what it was I've been trying to think. I've been racking my brain. That's what it is.
Oh, now, for heaven's sake, Professor, take a little joke.
I tell you, Chief, this is past the joking stage. What time is it? Tell me, quick.
I told you the time. It's 11:30.
Chief.
Now, there's your hat. Come on, now, like a good fellow.
Look, Chief, I've got to get to my laboratory at once, before midnight. It'll blow up.
Now, come on. Take it easy, old man. Come on, let's go.
I tell you, I've got to get to that laboratory. Chief, please.
Yes, of course. Come along now.
We'll go for a nice little half hour.
Oh.
We'll get some good fresh air, and we'll see the president.
Will you take me to that laboratory?
Oh, now, will you be a good fella and forget it?
Oh, what's the use? What's the use? I tell you, this is the end of everything.
Sure, sure. Come on now. Let's go for that nice ride.
The second act curtain falls on the Wayside Theater production of The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to present a novel idea. One that's bound to interest you because it means money in the pocket of every motorist, as any Chicago Motor Club member will tell you. The club is absolutely certain that you'll be interested in the money-saving information contained in its free booklet. So certain, in fact, that we're giving you a 2-minute musical intermission in which to ask for one. And don't forget, this is your immediate opportunity to keep that New Year's resolution about never putting things off till tomorrow. Now, while the orchestra plays, just pick up the phone and call Franklin 1818, or take this time to write your name and address on a penny postcard or a piece of paper and have it all ready to mail to the club. Here we go, friends. A musical intermission while you call Franklin 1818 for your free booklet, and then we'll be all ready for the third act of tonight's play. The third act curtain rises on The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor.
Oh, please, Chief. Please take me to the laboratory. You've got to believe me,
now,
Chief.
Now, we're going to no laboratory.
Chief, I beg
now,
you.
Now, shush, like a good fellow.
But...
Now, look, if you behave yourself, we'll let you blow up 2 laboratories tomorrow.
Oh, all right, you win. It's out of my hands now. I'm through.
That's the way to talk.
You idiots. Look at the time. 5 minutes of 12. 5 minutes of 12.
Oh, there's the house, Chief.
Okay, Murph, pull up. All right. Now, come on, Professor.
Oh, you colossal.
Come along now.
That's it. Okay, ring the bell, Murph. Now we'll find out.
Yes, you'll find out, all right. You'll find out plenty.
How easy does it, old man. Ah, good evening, sir.
Well, what do you want?
President Jones, listen.
Quiet, you. President Jones, now I came here.
Who are you? Come out of the dark. I can't see you.
Mr. President,
Stay where you are. Mr. President, I'm on my way to the psychopathic hospital.
That's where you belong. Who is that man? I can't see him. Will you come in, please?
Stay where you are, Professor. He might be dangerous, sir.
What did you bring him here for?
Well, sir, it seems that he's gifted with a very strange power. You see, he can blow up your chemistry laboratory just like that. In other words, he's goofy. But he says he knows you, so I brought him here just to make sure.
Oh, why do you bother me with this nonsense? What is it, a joke?
President Jones, this is no joke, I tell you.
Why, Professor McIntyre, is that you?
Of course it is.
What?
Yes, these fools, I told them about the laboratory, but...
Well, what about the laboratory, Professor? What is it?
President Jones, I put on an experiment. I forgot about it until these fools arrested me. I could have stopped it, but now it's too late.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, no, President, I wouldn't worry. Even if he is a professor, I think he's a little touched.
Mr. President, listen to me.
Now, will you? Mr. President, he's been acting awfully funny. He thinks he can work miracles.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Professor McIntyre.
Oh, you too.
Oh, sure. He really thinks he can blow up the building just like that.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear this.
That's a shame.
Poor dear Professor.
Oh, you're sorry, are you? And you think I'm crazy too, do you? All right. It's too late to stop it, so you might as well have it.
No, Professor, please.
Yes. You want to see miracles, do you? All right, you'll see miracles. There. You hear that? There's midnight for you. Go ahead, Chief. Snap your fingers. You'll get your miracle, all right.
Now, just cool off, will you?
Go on, snap.
Here now.
You heard me. Snap your stupid fingers.
Oh, all right. Anything to oblige. All right, here we are, Professor. The magic snap.
Oh, good heavens. The laboratory. Look.
Oh, my gosh. He done it.
Look. The building. It's gone. Look out. Glory be the chief. He's fainted.
Yeah? Well, you can all faint. I'm going to pack my bags and get out of town. I know just how welcome I'll be here now. Good night, you fools.
John.
What?
John, this is terrible. Your experiment.
Get out of my way.
John, I was coming to see the president.
Out of my way? We don't even know each other.
John, please, listen.
No, let go of my coat.
John, please, wait.
John, do you know what's happened?
Oh, Professor Barkas. Yes, I know what's happened. I blew up the lab with my little experiment.
Oh, but John, look here. Look.
John, please.
You, both of you. You could have helped me prevent it, but no, you've never seen me before. Let go of my arm, Peggy.
John, listen. Look, John, it's wonderful.
What are you raving about, you half-wit? Out of my way.
John, you feel that spray in the wind?
What?
Look at my face. Look at my hands. That black spray is oil. There's a gusher where the lab was, John. The spray's in the wind. John, I tell you, we're rich. The college is rich. We can build 20 laboratories.
Huh?
Oil wells, John. The explosion did it. It's millions.
Is that so? Well, that still doesn't explain why you two didn't get me out of that police station.
Oh, John, please,
John, don't quibble over trifles. You had to be punished for running away from that lecture. But think of it. We've struck oil. I'm going to tell the president. We're rich. We're rich. Rich!
Wake up, Chief. We got another customer.
Well, I'll be...
John.
Well, what about you? What was your reason for not knowing me? Did you have a lecture I ran out on?
No, John.
Well, then what was it? What did you have against me so suddenly?
Oh, you poor darling. Don't you really know?
Quit stalling. What was the idea?
Oh, I don't wonder, John. There's been so much excitement, but have you really forgotten that you forgot to come and get married?
Oh, my hat. Of course. That's why you didn't know me. Oh, Peggy, I had it coming to me for that. We'll get married first thing in the morning.
Oh, no, darling. Not a chance in the world.
Peggy, please.
We'll get married right now, dear, before you forget it again.
The Chicago Motor Club's Wayside Theater production of The Adventure of the Absent-Minded Professor comes to a close. It's been a most pleasant starting the new year with you, ladies and gentlemen, and the Chicago Motor Club's hopes that we have contributed to your enjoyment of the first day in 1939. But why stop there? For over 32 years, the club has contributed to the well-being and happiness of thousands of motorists every hour of the day, every day of the year. If I could make a New Year's wish come true, it would be this, that every motorist might enjoy the difference between being a Chicago Motor Club member and just being the owner and driver of a car. There's a world of difference, friends, and it's to your distinct advantage to find out what that difference is. Why don't you request the club's free booklet this very evening? Just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office, or call Franklin 1818 right now. Be sure and join the Wayside Theater radio audience again next week at this same hour. And remember, the Chicago Motor Club's weekly broadcast of the Parker Family is at 6:30 tomorrow evening over this same station. Cast of tonight's play, you heard our popular stars Olin Soule in the part of John and Patricia Dunlap playing Peggy. They were supported by Bill Boucher, Herb Butterfield, Frank Dane, and Reese Taylor. This is Vern Smith speaking for the Chicago Motor Club and wishing you a happy and prosperous new year.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.